Far-left Atlantic brands Elon Musk's Twitter a far-right social network. By Alim Bokhari on May 30, 2023. The Atlantic continues the media's year-long fit at Elon Musk's takeover of Twitter. Coupled with his refusal to follow the censorship industrial complex's instructions on who to ban or amplify. The article was written by journalist Charlie Wartzell, who has spent years agitating for censorship from the pages of BuzzFeed, The New York Times, and now The Atlantic. Comparing Twitter to conservative-owned platforms like Truth Social and Rumble, Wartzell describes Musk's opposition to far-left wokeness as a sign of his supposedly far-right views. Via The Atlantic. Twitter has long been described, even by its most ardent users, as a hell site. But under Elon Musk, Twitter has evolved into a platform that is indistinguishable from the wastelands of alternative social media sites like Truth Social and Parler. It is now a right-wing social network. In December, I argued that if we are to judge Musk strictly by his actions as Twitter's owner, it is accurate to call him a far-right activist. As a public figure, he has demonstrated an unwavering commitment to the rights culture war against progressivism, which he refers to as the woke mind virus, and his $44 billion Twitter purchase can easily be seen as an explicitly political act to advance this specific ideology. Now the site itself has unquestionably transformed under his leadership into an alternative social media platform, one that offers a haven to far-right influencers and advances the interests, prejudices, and conspiracy theories of the right wing of American politics. While Wartzell wants to delegitimize Musk as an extremist, the Twitter owner, who says he did not vote for Trump in 2020, describes himself as a moderate. Last year, Musk said he was considering launching a super-moderate super PAC to support candidates with centrist views from all parties. If extremism can be defined as a view held by a fringe of society, then it is wokeness itself, not opposition to it, that is extremist. Large majorities of Americans oppose woke priorities like race-based quotas in higher education, allowing transgender athletes to compete in women's sports, and trans surgeries for minors. In his New York Times bestseller, Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption, Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow did a deep dive into The Atlantic and its owner, Laurent Paul Jobs, especially the maze of its funding. Last month, he laid out what he discovered to conservative talk show host Mark Levin. Jobs also owns most of Axios, but she also funds the activist press, the press that essentially tries to launder Democrat propaganda, left-wing propaganda, through local news outlets, and of course, she's very tight with Democrat politicians. Laurent Paul Jobs is said to have a tight, close personal relationship with Kamala Harris. And of course, she's networked with the biggest companies in the world. She gets her money from Apple and Disney. This person has done this and been named the most mysterious mega-giver in the world. The reason why Laurent Paul Jobs gets away with it, in my opinion, is that she employs so many journalists, Marlow determined. That's the trick. If you're in the media, you're either currently her employee, or maybe one day you will be soon. This is a blockbuster, in my opinion, and I hope everyone checks out the book and takes a look at the rest. Breitbart News will continue to report on the left's attacks on Twitter. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.